This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the congressional scandal has embattled Republican George Santos is accused of embezzling money and stealing public funds. The Long Island lawmaker is released on a $500,000 bond. Here are tonight's headlines.
I will not resign.
A defiant congressman who admits to lying about his resume says he's innocent on all 13 federal counts. Tonight, he vows to run for re-election.
I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Former President Trump says he is planning to appeal after a federal jury found him liable for sexual abuse and defamation against writer E. Jean Carroll.
He did it. We won.
The U.S. is implementing a sweeping asylum restriction designed to ramp up migrant deportations at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Our plan will deliver results.
Breaking news, a key FDA panel backs over-the-counter birth control. But will it be covered by insurance?
Across the country, this is what a lot of office space now looks like. So how do businesses get employees to come back to the office? And what happens to the economy if they don't?
Unfortunately, it's really the perfect storm.
Our series, Moms in Focus, how a monthly stipend is helping families in need.
I don't stress as much because I have that little extra to help me when I need it.
Best in show tonight is the PBGB.
It's Buddy Holly.
I have dreamed of this since I was 9 years old. We just won Best in Show at Westminster.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday night. We begin tonight with a criminal probe within the halls of Congress that could have major consequences for control of the House. Embattled Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty today to a 13-count federal indictment in a New York courtroom. The litany of charges include fraud and money laundering linked to the New York Republicans' 2022 political campaign. He has previously admitted to lying about his resume, his family, and his religion. The first-term congressman is following the Donald Trump playbook by calling the prosecution a witch hunt. More than a dozen of his fellow Republicans in Congress have called on Santos to resign, and the Speaker of the House isn't going that far. But this just in, Kevin McCarthy says he will not back Santos for re-election. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns starts us off tonight from outside the federal courthouse on Long Island. Good evening, Caitlin.
Good evening, Nora. Well, prosecutors say George Santos relied on repeated dishonesty and deception to get elected and to enrich himself. And today, Santos met those allegations with that same defiance that he's been showing since it was first revealed he fabricated much of his resume and background.
Chased by reporters and cameras outside a Long Island courtroom, George Santos used the spotlight to launch his criminal defense.
I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name.
Santos was released on bond after pleading not guilty to charges of fraud, money laundering, and making false statements in connection with his 2022 congressional campaign.
I believe I'm innocent.
In a 13-count indictment, prosecutors detailed an alleged scheme by Santos to solicit funds from donors who believed they were contributing to his campaign. Instead, they say, Santos spent the money on personal expenses, including luxury items like designer clothes and credit card payments. They said Santos lied about his income and his assets on these candidate disclosure forms. Santos said those prosecutors don't have all the evidence.
What evidence do you have that they don't have?
Oh, I have plenty of evidence that we will now be sharing with the government in this case to make sure that I can defend my innocence.
Prosecutors also accused Santos of falsely claiming thousands of dollars in pandemic unemployment benefits, while they say he was actually making six figures working at a Florida-based investment firm. Today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Santos is innocent until proven guilty.
Like every American, you have your day in court.
I will not resign.
Santos said he would return to work in Washington.
Are you planning on running for re-election?
Yes, I am.
And why should anybody believe you now?
Well, like I said, I will prove myself innocent and then we'll move from there. And re-election is a very far time away from now.
And as part of his $500,000 bond agreement, anytime Santos travels anywhere outside of D.C. and New York, he has to alert federal prosecutors. And he's expected to make his next court appearance on June 30th. Nora?
Caitlin Huey Burns, thank you. In another major court case, we're hearing today from writer E. Jean Carroll following her civil trial victory against Donald Trump. Trump was found liable for sexual abuse and defamation in a first-of-its-kind judgment against a former president. CBS's Robert Costa tonight has the reaction from fellow Republicans.
Former President Donald Trump arrives in New Hampshire tonight for a suddenly high-stakes town hall, facing voters for the first time since a civil jury found him liable for sexual abuse and defamation of writer E. Jean Carroll.
This is for every woman in the country. Every woman.
The political impact on Trump's campaign is still emerging, but several Republicans have said the verdict is further evidence he should not be the nominee.
He is not fit to become president of the United States.
I think the whole country is looking for a fresh start.
For now, Trump is the clear front runner in the race for the Republican nomination. New Hampshire voters have 9 months before the party's primary. Absolutely. And former state GOP legislator Kimberly Rice said the verdict should not be shrugged off.
Why does it matter to you?
It matters to me as a woman because, you know, I've been in a position before where a boss has chased me around. And, you know, women should be believed.
But Trump's support with many Republicans has long been entrenched, fueled by his grievances over his mounting legal challenges, not just this week, but as investigations in Georgia and in Washington near decisions on whether they will charge the former president. At a local Manchester diner, June Dickerson said she stands with Trump.
Because he's a very honorable man. He always said what was on his mind. He was always honest and forthright, and I don't believe lies.
One of Trump's rivals for the nomination, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who campaigned in New Hampshire today, said Republicans will suffer if they back Trump again.
If Trump becomes the nominee, do you believe Republicans would face political peril in a general election, especially with women voters?
Well, I don't believe Trump can be elected. And Trump is the candidate that the Democrats would prefer. And that is enhanced by the fact that you've got this jury verdict now that made this finding.
According to sources close to his campaign, Trump remained frustrated today about the verdict. But some advisors behind the scenes have been urging him to pivot tonight to less controversial issues and focus on President Biden. But there are muted expectations in Trump's inner circle about whether he will do that. Nora.
Robert Costa, thank you very much. The Biden administration today moved to severely limit asylum seekers at the southern border ahead of the ending of the pandemic-era policy known as Title 42. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez reports the move comes as a record number of migrants have been apprehended over the last 24 hours.
There's confusion and anxiety at this migrant camp in Juarez, Mexico, as U.S. immigration policy shifts around them. 14-year-old Ana Pavon of Venezuela spends her days constantly refreshing the U.S. government app for an asylum hearing for her family.
So still waiting for this app. All day long.
She seems unaware that a just-announced Biden administration policy could bar them from asylum in the U.S. if they don't seek it in another country like Mexico first. The influx expected as the COVID-era Title 42 ends was confirmed by the 10,000 migrants processed along the southern border Tuesday. Among the new arrivals, Jonathan Gomez of Venezuela, who trekked across six countries and shared video of the dangerous journey through Panama's Darien Gap.
Barquitos chiquitos, así por el río.
We had to cross rivers filled with snakes and crocodiles, he says, now in Brownsville, Texas. It's where National Guard troops in riot gear arrived today, ordered by Texas's Republican governor, who has criticized the Biden administration's response. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas today announced new policies that seek to shift asylum seekers away from the border, with 100 processing centers in Central and South America, but they're not set up yet.
We are clear-eyed about the challenges we are likely to face in the days and weeks ahead, which have the potential to be very difficult.
Back in Juarez, at this shelter for women and children, where Karina Breceda is director, the goal for many migrants here is still to reach the U.S.
What's your biggest concern, I guess, given what you're seeing right now and the changing policy?
My biggest concern right now is that we already have a backlog, and right now we are already at capacity.
Back here on the U.S. side, we have learned that Border Patrol will release some migrants who are deemed not to be a public risk without court notices in order to alleviate overcrowding at its facilities. As for those new asylum policies, the ACLU says they'll be challenged in court. Nora?
Manny Bohorquez, thank you very much. Now to some breaking news. A line of storms, including heavy rain, hail, and possible twisters, is moving through the Denver metro area. Residents have been asked to seek shelter. Tornado watches are in effect for the entire Denver metro area through the evening. The system will move into Kansas and Oklahoma on Thursday. Now to a potential dramatic expansion of women's reproductive health care. Today, a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel unanimously recommended a popular birth control pill be sold over the counter without a prescription. CBS's Meg Oliver reports a final decision is expected this summer.
The drug called Opal was first approved by the FDA in the 1970s. It needs to be taken every day at the same time within a three-hour window in order to be effective.
Women need to be educated about how to use the O-pill. It's a less forgiving birth control method than regular prescription oral contraceptives in that this is a progestin-only pill. Many of the pills you get by prescription are estrogen plus progesterone. So those are more effective.
The advisory panel decided the benefits of the drug outweigh the risks. Still, Opal is not for everybody.
If you're obese, if you have breast cancer, and if you have abnormal vaginal bleeding, you should not use the Opal.
The maker of the drug has not talked about pricing. Over-the-counter medicines are usually cheaper than prescriptions, but generally insurance companies don't cover them. The Catholic Medical Association is among the groups that have raised objections to the pill. Tonight, they say they were disappointed in the decision.
Today's recommendation is just the first step. The FDA is expected to vote on it this summer. If approved, Opal could be on store shelves by the end of the year. Nora.
Meg Oliver with that big news. Thank you. To the economy now, as the consumer price index fell today for the 10th consecutive month. The cool down in prices is small, but a bright spot for consumers, with annual inflation numbers dropping below 5% for the first time in 2 years. The cost of food consumed at home led the way, with lower prices on meat, fish, eggs, fruits, and those all important vegetables. Milk prices were down 2%, the biggest drop since February 2015. Regional bank stocks have taken a major hit on Wall Street in recent weeks, with PacWest leading the slide. One reason is their commercial real estate investments are losing value. Many buildings are sitting empty with remote work from the COVID pandemic. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
I mean, when you look at it, you say this is where a Google should be, Facebook should be.
Chris Rising's commercial real estate company spent $35 million remodeling this historic Los Angeles building into an epic office space, and it's nearly empty.
The building is about 300,000 feet, and we've leased two floors out of the 11.
Nationwide, there's an epidemic of empty office buildings. In Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco, less than half the office space is occupied, and many of these buildings are financed with short-term bank loans.
I see a tsunami of loans coming due that can't be refinanced.
About $1.5 trillion due by the end of 2025.
I think you're going to start seeing a lot of defaults on office buildings.
Patrick Carroll manages a real estate portfolio worth more than $7 billion.
Do you think what's happening now could cause more banks to fail?
I mean, absolutely. You could see bigger banks get in trouble. You could see a run on all small regional banks. And that could put us right back to where we were with the financial crisis of 08.
A recent Pew study suggests that a third of workers in the U.S. who can work from home now do so all the time.
Unfortunately, it's really the perfect storm. You know, these buildings are worth less than they were when they were originally financed. And interest rates being up, valuations down, they're not going to be able to refinance these buildings. It's really going to get ugly.
And the fallout could impact everyone.
People's retirement investments are tied up in real estate like this all over the country.
All over the country and in every major city. Because these were seen as very safe investments. I think the next 2 years are going to be very, very difficult.
So now might not be a bad time to check in with a financial advisor and just see if any of the funds in your retirement or pension account hold any commercial real estate investments. Just this week, the Federal Reserve reported there could be a sizable correction in those property values. Nora?
Good advice, Carter Evans. Thank you. Now to our continuing series, Moms in Focus. Cities across the country are helping mothers and other caregivers by providing no-strings-attached income assistance for those that need it most. CBS's Janet Shamlian shows us how a Chicago-area program is empowering mothers with financial flexibility.
So you want this?
Elias Flores could only dream of new soccer supplies last year.
Okay, so first we need to figure out the size, though.
Adriana Flores, a single mom of two boys, was watching every dollar. Even working full-time as an educator, she earns less than $40,000 a year.
How challenging was it for you to make ends meet with the kids?
We could get by, but how horrible is that to live your life just getting by? You know, that's not enjoying it.
But she is now. Her finance is less worrisome. Thanks to a $500 cash payment Flores receives every month for the next 2 years.
I don't stress as much because I have that little cushion.
They are described like that.
The Chicago area mom is among more than 3,200 families in the first ever Cook County Promise Program, guaranteed income for low-earning households.
Over 200,000 families and individuals applied.
The money is unconditional and unrestricted.
What we have seen is people, especially mothers, are spending money on diapers, food for their kids, sometime getting that interview so they can have a full-time job, or starting a small business. That's actually where all the cash is going.
The Chicago area program is among 130 guaranteed income pilots across the country, funded by public and private dollars, offering stipends from $50 to $1,500 a month.
I wish I had a well-paying job where I could make ends meet, but that's not the case.
Flores was able to rent a tuxedo for Isaiah's prom.
It looks like the World Cup one.
And Elias has the right stuff for soccer.
Seeing that joy on their face when I'm like, oh, you know, I can pay for this.
Thank you.
I like it.
A safety net and dignity through direct payments. Janet Shamlian, CBS News, Chicago.
The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for survivors after a Learjet goes down off the California coast. We'll have the details next.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
There's breaking news off the coast of Southern California. A Learjet went down in the Pacific Ocean today near San Clemente Island. Search teams have located the wreckage, but they're still looking for the three people who were on board. No word yet on their identities nor the cause of the crash. Former NFL punter Matt Araiza is speaking out after being cleared of allegations that he took part in the gang rape of a 17-year-old girl while attending San Diego State. Prosecutors have determined that Araiza was not present at the time of the alleged assault. Araiza put out a statement saying he hopes now that people will judge him on the facts. He was cut by the Buffalo Bills last summer after the allegations went public. It was a spectacular launch for SpaceX today. We'll tell you about its latest mission next. A SpaceX rocket blasted off from the California coast today, launching more than 50 Starlink internet satellites into orbit. The reusable Falcon 9 rocket safely landed on a platform in the ocean. SpaceX has launched more than 4,000 Starlink broadband satellites and plans to deploy thousands more as it provides internet access to dozens of countries. History was made at last night's Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, and this year's top dog shares a name with a rock and roll icon. We'll tell you who next.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally tonight, the judges at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show must be thinking, oh boy, after crowning Buddy Holly Best in Show at the 147th annual event on Tuesday. The six-year-old beat out 2,500 other pooches to win the top prize. He is a Petit Basset Griffon Vendéa. Well, try saying that name three times fast. It is the first time the breed, which goes by PBGV, has won the prestigious award. And I must say, he looks like a good boy. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Noora O'Donnell. Good night.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.